Got to get up.
Welcome to the Main Your Weather and Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are, by the way, about 20 minutes away from your chance at Ariana Grande tickets. She's going to be at the Spectrum Center June 10th. We are going to play a game called Finish the Lyric. That's about 20 minutes from now, so don't go anywhere.
Pretty easy Monday and Tuesday. A little difficult yesterday. Had to go through about three people before we got the winner.
Right.
So make sure you're sharp on your Ariana lyrics to play, like Roy said, coming up at 7:05. So I saw this article on Facebook. Somebody had shared it. A family built their dream home in England, but they lived in Canada. So they were moving to England.
Okay.
And their dog prevented them from moving into their dream home as soon as it was finished.
Is it because they couldn't take their dog into another country? Like, remember the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing where they tried to go to Australia, I believe it was, and they wouldn't let them off the plane with their dogs?
Also, Justin Bieber and his monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, he left that poor monkey behind.
No, good guess, not right.
Okay.
The reason, Lorraine, is because the dog ate the passports.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They couldn't move into their home. They had to go and get a whole new set of passports and move in. But they had big plans. Like they had a big reveal with friends that they know from England, and they had it all planned out. A big party. The contractor was there. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even get into the country because the dog ate their passports. And then I was thinking, dog eats your homework. Yeah, haha. You know, we always talk about that. But I know for a fact, Roy, you're dealing with some issues with your dog, Callie, when she's tearing stuff up, isn't she?
She's eating anything. She ate blinds, y'all. Plastic blinds. So that's not even yummy.
We need to know, before we dive deeper into Roy's issues with his puppy, Callie, what is it? What's the strange thing that your dog ate? 704-570-9595. What'd your dog eat?
My sister's dog ate the Christmas tree.
ate like the
lights and ornaments.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I don't want to get too graphic, but she had to pull the string.
Oh my gosh!
Surprisingly, all the lights were intact. Surprisingly.
Could you just plug them in?
My brother-in-law loves that joke. He goes, yeah, we just washed them up, put them back on.
Man.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know one time somebody called in and said that their dog ate their grandpa's teeth, dentures, and they waited. He washed them off and put them back in.
That's awful. Awful. When Dallas was growing up, he had a dog named Freedom. And the dog ate a can, like the can and all, of cream corn.
Ooh.
And they had to go and have it surgically removed.
Ooh, yeah, that's like metal. Ooh.
Yeah, man, these dogs will tear through things.
Mm-hmm.
Kasia, we left a bunch of coffee grinds out, like coffee beans, out on the table. And when she was a puppy, I left the house. She ate all the coffee beans, and I'm not even joking, paced all night long. Like, she was so hyper.
Yeah,
I was like, go to bed, go lay down. So, just like, you know, all fired up for the day.
But like stuff like that doesn't even taste good. Why would a dog want it?
I don't know.
I don't think dogs taste their food. I just think they got like...
Just eat?
Yeah.
And sometimes the dogs do it just like, you know, like when you took Callie to the wedding, Roy, and you came back and Callie had destroyed your parents' place.
It looked like someone robbed it.
But she was probably just mad and not hungry.
Yeah, and just teared the blinds off the window, chewed the children's toys.
Oh.
We got a text message from 803 that said, my dog ate two wooden dog houses that we built. She chewed the sides until it collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
She's in the demo business.
Forget your dog house.
All right, let's talk to Dustin in Gastonia. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, man. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. So tell us, what'd your dog eat?
My dog actually ate the sheetrock in the walls of my house, like a hole straight through the wall.
I mean, was there something in there that she was chasing?
No, it was just she's chewed multiple walls. She likes to taste the sheetrock.
So you come home and there's huge bites of sheetrock taken out. Oh, my gosh. Do you make her fix it?
I wish we could make her fix it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with dogs like that? You know what I mean? Like, how you leave them in your house? You crate them when you're gone if they start doing that kind of stuff?
the best thing we found to do is actually put like pepper or some kind of hot spice where she's been eating. And when she goes back to do it again, she gets the pepper and she goes away from it.
Huh. I think you're doing it all wrong, Dustin. I think this dog needs to have a DIY show.
Right? A demo show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Sassy.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebuild with Sassy. Yeah. Today, Sassy's going to demo a kitchen so that we can remodel it. Thanks, man. Hey, everybody else, hold on. Timothy, Kim, Madison, and you guys jump on the phone, too.
704-570-9595. What did your dog eat?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Real quick, let's jump on these phones because
that was fun the way you said that.
I like that.
It was good.
Game on.
Live in.
People have been on hold for a minute talking about what their dog ate. This is because a family from Canada built their dream home in England and couldn't move into it the day that they were supposed to have the whole big reveal and move in and everything because their dog ate their passports. So we're wondering, what did your dog eat? There's so many.
Let's bring in Angie and Charlotte. Angie, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Angie. What'd your dog eat?
Hey, so I have a nephew, and my sister gave birth. He's about 10 months, and so we're already potty training him. And so he went on the potty chair, and she ate all of it. He went number two, and she ate it all.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Ate the potty chair?
With the potty inside?
Your dog ate the
potty chair is still inside. She ate the poo.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Dogs eat their own. You know what I mean? Like, awful. Yeah. But I could definitely see that happen.
All right. So,
ate the whole thing.
No. On our screen, it said that the dog ate the potty chair. So I would like to apologize on behalf of Nicole, who probably misunderstood, because I wouldn't have aired a phone call that said the dog ate crap at 6:50 in the morning. We have Cuth.
All right, this is Timothy in Chester. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what'd your dog eat?
I have a pit lab mix, and he was staying over at my neighbor's house one day, and we came back, and he ate, like, a quarter of... And a four-wheeler motor.
Huh. Like the metal four-wheeler motor?
Yeah, like the metal motor. Just like chunks missing out of it.
What? How? Oh, my God.
And the bad thing is he was a puppy, so I guess he was just teething really bad.
Yeah. Did you have to have it surgically removed?
Nah, he came out fine. Like, we took him to the vet and got him straight and everything, but he was fine. I don't see how. But.
Oh, Timothy's like, yeah, we just fired the dog up. And the dog is awesome.
Right, spotlight. Time to go out.
Happy walk. Yeah. Hey, sweetheart, don't give the dog gas. Don't give the dog water. Give it gas. Come on.
Uh-oh, somebody's at the door. You know what that means? Spot's going to fire up.
Who is it, boy? Who is it? Who is it?
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jay Martin in the live chat, she said, I have five dogs. She said a couple of them are special, and they eat cans. They eat her son's bike tires, oil, and hydraulic acid, and it does nothing to them.
Yeah, that dog.
These dogs should be super dogs with what they eat.
That dog should be gone.
Oh, my gosh.
That dog's way too much.
Kim in Harrisburg says her dog ate her mattress. That's got to be a big mess. And Madison in Charlotte said frozen turkey right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
You know, our buddy Timmy, his dog came in and took the cooked turkey. Like, it was done for Thanksgiving. Dog came in, took it right off the counter. Nobody ever noticed until they went to go serve it.
Oh.
And the dog had eaten the whole thing in, like, a corner of the room.
Right. Just like a Christmas story when the dogs come in and eat the turkey.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.